I think the whole issue of fracking is very worrying, and the potential for damage both to people's health and to the environment is huge from it. I think the biggest issue is that we know very little about it, and we should be taking a precautionary approach rather than licensing companies for the exploration and using this method of extracting gas. There is issues in the United States where gas has come through in people's water supplies, people who are working off wells, and where gas has contaminated the groundwaters as well. So, I mean, I think it's too risky, and I think we have to put a stop to it now and make sure that we don't do any fracking and have it independently investigated.
Are you going to raise this issue with the government, or do you believe they will be receptive to this idea?
Well, at the committee on communications, natural resources and agriculture and fisheries yesterday, the Minister Pat Rabbit was in addressing the meeting in terms of his priorities as minister. And I had the opportunity to raise this question with him in relation to the fracking. And he has stated at the meeting that the license that's in place at the moment is only for a survey and a desktop survey, and that they would be taking a very serious look at it before they would issue any licenses in relation to actual drilling for or carrying out this hydraulic fracking. So I'll be holding the minister to his word, and we'll be continuing to push the government to make sure that the fracking isn't allowed to take place.